Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A bail bondsman charged alongside former President Donald Trump and 17 others in the Georgia election interference case has pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. He is the first defendant to accept a plea deal with prosecutors. Scott Graham Hall pleaded guilty Friday to 5 counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties. He will receive 5 years of probation and agreed to testify in further proceedings. Prosecutors accused him of participating in a breach of election equipment in rural Coffee County. A Nevada grand jury has indicted a former gang leader with the murder of hip-hop star Tupac Shakur 3 decades ago, a breakthrough in a case that was a defining moment in the history of rap. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener has more.
A Nevada grand jury on Friday indicted former gang leader Duane Keefe D. Davis with Tupac's murder 3 decades ago. That's according to officials who say Davis was arrested outside his home on Friday morning and was in police custody. Award-winning rapper Tupac Shakur was wounded in a drive-by shooting near the Las Vegas Strip on September 7, 1996. He was struck 4 times and died in a hospital 6 days later at the age of 25. Davis had admitted in interviews and in his 2019 tell-all memoir that he was in the Cadillac from which the gunfire erupted during the shooting. It was not immediately clear on Friday whether Davis had secured legal representation.
NATO is reinforcing its troop presence in Kosovo in response to a weekend shootout that left 4 people dead. The U.S. is also concerned about a buildup of Serbian forces on the northern border of its former territory. Kosovo's prime minister welcomed NATO's decision Friday. He says last weekend's attack illustrates that Serbia is trying to destabilize Kosovo with Russia's help. This